First of all, good morning. Thank you all for being here. My name is Troy Van Dusen. I'm a patrol sergeant with the Watertown Police Department. I'm also one of two public information officers for the Watertown Police Department. The reason that you're here this morning was at 3:27 this morning, Watertown Police Department officers along with paramedics were dispatched to the 600 block of First Avenue Northwestern Watertown after receiving a call from a male advising that his roommate had been shot. Officers arrived and made contact with a 30-year-old caller who met officers outside of the residence as requested. Inside the residence, when officers went in, they discovered a 30-year-old male had been shot, and that victim had sustained a fatal gunshot wound to the head. Detectives from the Watertown Police Department, along with agents from the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation, were called in to assist with the investigation and are still on scene at this time processing that scene. An update was sent out at 9:20 this morning advising everyone that the police department has arrested and charged Mr. Donald Vincent Heron, age 30, of Watertown, with first-degree manslaughter and also reckless discharge of a firearm as a result of the investigation in this case. He is currently being held at the Cottington County Detention Center on $100,000 cash-only bond. The victim in this case, whose name is being released with permission from his mother and father, has been identified as 30-year-old Seth James Murray of Watertown. And that's what I have for you this morning. I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have. Please know and understand that this is an ongoing investigation, so there may be some things that are sensitive that I won't be able to answer. But
Josh. Troy, was there alcohol or drugs involved?
It is believed that alcohol was a factor in this incident, at least with our suspect. An autopsy is being conducted in Sioux Falls today, and so we don't know if our victim had been consuming, but alcohol was a factor with our suspect. Sir?
Is Heron also the caller?
Mr. Heron was the caller, correct.
And he's been cooperating as much as possible?
Mr. Heron has been very cooperative in this investigation, yes, sir.
Both of them lived in the residence, they were roommates?
Correct, that's correct. They both were roommates at that residence.
So then was it true that they were messing around with the gun and it went off, or how did the gun go off?
Kaylee, as I said, this is an ongoing investigation. We're still putting this all together. We're only, 8 hours into the incident. Our detectives, along with agents, are still looking into that. But what I can tell you is that this does not appear to be a homicide that occurred as a result of an anger issue or any type of dispute. It appears that with the charge of first-degree manslaughter, subsection 3 is what we're looking at with that statute, and that's defined as without any design to affect death, which would lead us to the fact that perhaps they were messing around with a handgun and it went off and hit our victim.
What type of handgun was it, Troy?
All I can tell you, Josh, at this time is it was a handgun.
Have you had incidents with these individuals before, the police department?
I can't give you that information because I don't know.
Do you know how long these two were living together?
I don't have that information.
Was there a time, how long was the time when the gun was fired until 911 was called?
A very short amount of time between the time that the incident happened and our officers responded to the scene. I don't have the exact time frame, but we're talking minutes, at the longest minutes.
What are the penalties for the charges?
Manslaughter is a first degree class C felony in South Dakota, and I'm not sure, Chief, do you know off the top of your head what the penalty is for a class C felony? I'd have to research that and get back to you, but we can do that.
This is all just kind of coming together as just an unfortunate accident?
An accident, we're like I said, we're still investigating it. I don't want to say it was an accident, but we're not going to say that it wasn't either. So it's still under investigation. The charge, as I said, without any design to affect deaths, makes us believe that it was an accident or an incident that cost an individual his life, unfortunately.
What part of the house did this happen in, Troy?
I don't have that information, Josh. something with you here when we're done too. Okay.
Is this an apartment or a house?
This is a single family residence located on in the 600 block of First Avenue Northwest. The actual address was 603 First Avenue Northwest. Our investigators are on scene. They'll remain on scene throughout the rest of this morning, probably into the early hours of the afternoon before the scene is released back to the owner of the property. I can tell you that it's been a long morning for the investigators. They're working in some some very difficult conditions with the weather right now, so going in and out of the house, and there is no heat inside this residence, which is kind of unique. So they're working in some bitter cold temperatures to process this scene. So it's taken them a little while to get it done.
When you say there's no heat, the residents were living in the house without heat?
Correct. That's correct.
Was that for some period of time, or was it, do we know?
I don't have that information. I don't know.
Was this a legally obtained firearm, and so did one of them?
Obviously, that's all part of the investigation. We're still early into that. I don't have that information in terms of whether or not the firearm was obtained legally or not. That will be definitely investigated.
Is this a sad reminder for everybody who's handling guns to use them safely? It
is a very sad reminder. Handgun safety, any type of firearm. We live in South Dakota. Any type of firearm that that people are handling has to be treated as a loaded weapon, and unfortunately, this nobody wants to see this type of incident happen. But when it does, it reminds us that we have to be careful when we're handling our firearms.
This might have been asked, Troy. Was the handgun registered to one of the two occupants of the home?
I don't have that information. We will determine that, but it's too early in the investigation right now to determine that.
Obviously, this might be a little abstract here, but obviously, this latest incident has been kind of an unfortunate 12 months. If you going back to the last summer shooting and then the alcohol death last spring, guess any comment on the state of?
Well, obviously, anytime you mix alcohol and firearms, number one, it's a crime to be in possession of a loaded firearm while intoxicated in South Dakota. Number two, alcohol and firearms don't mix. And if that was a factor in this case, it's a very unfortunate factor.
Do you believe alcohol was a factor in this case?
I do. As I stated before, we do believe that alcohol was a factor in this incident.
What led you to believe that?
In the investigation. With the suspect had been consuming alcohol. Our victim, we don't have the blood alcohol results on him yet.
Do you have an estimated blood alcohol level for the suspect?
I do not.
Was the alcohol consumed in the house or outside of the house?
I don't have that information, Josh.
Is the suspect going to be in court today, or when is he going to be?
I don't have the court information. You can contact the state's attorney's office for that. He is currently being held on a $100,000 cash bond at the Cottonwood County Jail. I'm not sure when he'll make his initial appearance.